All right, it's a pleasure to see everyone. I thank everyone for coming. A special thank you to Russell Adler and family for sponsoring tonight and our learning this evening. And the brachos we say in the food should be Ilu Nishmas, Russell's mother, Chana Bas Avram. Chana Bas Menachem, I apologize. Chana Bas Menachem, whose neshama, it's my fault, whose neshama should have an aliyah, and I'm sure she's looking down at all the good work that Russell and family are doing, and it's doing amazing things for her up in Shemayim. So as has happened many times, I usually have to pick a topic before I really begin preparing, and I begin preparing, and it kind of explodes. So tonight, we're going to do keeping our feet together in Shemoneh Esrei. We're not going to get to the steps back and forth. I thought each one was like 75-80% of the length of the usual shir. I didn't want to cram it in, so it might be a little bit shorter tonight. It might not look that way from the Makoros. But I think it's an interesting topic. And again, the beauty, I think, of for me personally, I'm speaking for myself, of learning these topics, especially now that we've transitioned to everyday mitzvos, is that every day, three times a day, we get to implement what we're learning. Certainly my Shema, I don't know about anyone else, my Shema has not been the same for the past 2 weeks. It's been significantly better, at least the first pasuk of Shema, but I think the entire Shema. And tonight we'll take a look at this halacha, this idea of keeping our feet together in Shemoneh Esrei. So if you take a look at source number one, it seems to be a very simple Gemara with not a lot of discussion. And please continue to take food while we are learning. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Amud Beis in Maseches Brachos, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hamispalel Tzarich Sheyechavin Es Raglav. Someone who's davening, someone who's saying tefillah, needs to be mechavein raglav, which, and the literal translation of yechavein is to, I guess, get in sync, be together. We have our kavana, we're gathering our thoughts, we're having them geared in one direction. Rashi says yechavein is raglav zu etzel zu. You keep your feet together. Why? Why should that be? Shenemar. Because I could have argued not to do that. The normal way we stand are not with our feet together. If you see people standing up, I mean, you go to a sports game and see people standing up and cheering, their feet aren't standing together. It's a little bit of an awkward pause. So the Gemara says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Viragleihem regel yashar. It's the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Aleph, referring to the angels. Their legs are regel yashara, are like one straight foot, one straight leg. Rashi says, Nirin Kiregel Echad. Raglehem, they have legs, but they are like Rega, they're like one foot. So what does that mean? It means when you keep your feet together, right, side by side, it looks like you have one leg. Yes? Oh, yeah, I thought you had a question. Okay, now, so what? What does that have to do with davening? Raglehem, Regel, Yashara, angels have one foot, or their feet look like one foot. What does that have to do with our davening? So if you take a look, we'll skip source 3 for a minute, and source 4, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, he says very beautifully, and this itself will change our Shemoneh Esrei, that time should start l'chavin es raglav nira. The reason we should keep our feet together, it appears, shulafi shekevan shomi l'daber ima shechina. When we daven, we're actually speaking with the shechina, whatever that means. Tzarek l'salik kol machshavos haguf milibo. We need to remove all the thoughts of our body from our hearts. Uladamos ki'iluhu malach misharis. We become an angel. The angels are medaber imashchina. They are up there. They're up wherever that is. They're up in Shemayim. They're talking to the Shechina. When we daven, we are literally talking to the Shechina. So how do we do that? We've found throughout these topics that in Judaism, we do things to help us get into a frame of mind. This experiential learning is not a new thing. So the way to at least attempt to try to get yourself in the mindset of the angels is to act like the angels. And one way to do that is to have our feet together like the angels. I actually, when I prepared, I forgot about this. It's just coming to my head now. I think I read that I think Rav Kook. When Rav Kook would go to Davin, he would tell his family members, he would say goodbye. Goodbye. I'm calling up the Shemayim. I'm not. I hope I come back. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means. But when we go Davin, we're going into another world. We are literally mamish like the Malachim. We keep our feet together. And that's the classic pshat. Obviously, we're not going to stop there, otherwise we wouldn't need a whole shir. Now, the Yerushalmi has another explanation. If you take a look at source 3, and there could be a huge practical difference in halacha, the Yerushalmi said, Zeu in source 3, Zeu sho'omin mispalo, tzarek lahashvos es raglov. Someone who keeps stands to daven should be mashves raglov, equate their feet. Train amoron. There are two Amoron, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon. Chad Amar, Kimalachim, like the Bavli. One opinion says, like the angels, we keep our feet together, regular Yishar, like the angels. The Chad Amar, Kikohanim. We keep our feet together, like the Kohanim. What does that mean? When did the Kohanim keep their feet together? So they didn't keep it together like we do in Shemon Esrei. Man Damar, Kikohanim, the Yishalmi says, Lo Tale B'malos Al Mizbechi. Shayu mahalchim ekev bitzad godel, the godel etzel akev. They would have their feet, I apologize to those listening, I don't know if anyone actually listens, but they had their feet one in front of the other. Right? They're not side by side, and the reason they did it was for tzmiyah's purposes. They're going up the mizbeach, and if they'd had their take too large of steps, so it would be a lack of tzmiyah with their legs being revealed. So they would have one leg, their heel, up against the top of their toe. If anyone here has davened in Mount Sinai in Washington Heights, I haven't been there in, I don't know, probably 12 years. Always the benches were they're right on top of each other. And you actually, if you're davening, you can't stand. I used to joke that you had to stand like that. There was literally no room. So that's the second opinion of Shalom. You don't keep your feet together like this. It's one, I don't have to stand up to it, it's one in front of the other.
It challenges the balance and you lose some kavanah that way.
Right. That is definitely true. So we don't paskin that way. If you look in source 5, you don't have to see inside. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's like that we're trying to be medamah, we're trying to resemble the angels. The Bach, very interestingly, says that if you learn like the Bavli, that's about the angels, then this halacha is not just an ideal, it actually holds back your fulfillment of the mitzvah, which is a huge chiddush. According to the Bach, if a person does not keep their feet together like the angels, they're actually not yotzei davening. That's how the Bach learns. And if you take a look quickly at source 7 and 8, the Achronim disagree with this probably. The Magen Giborim, which is an opinion, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avar v'spal eke v'tzad godel, Yatza, if a person does like the Kohanim, where it's one foot in front of the other, or spread out, even if your legs are not together at all, and we'll get to a minute where Moshe Feinstein discusses if a person could have a rash, his legs are hurting him, he's got a broken leg, he's got a bad ankle, there could be a lot of reasons why a person wouldn't be able to do that. What do? The Magen Gevurim says, Yatza, Gamken, you're still Yotze, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way as well, that b'dieved, a person is yotzei. And it makes sense. If it's about being like the angels, why should that be so fundamental that a person would not be yotzei the mitzvah? And that's how the contemporary poskim go in line with this Mishnah Berurah, that it's a din l'chadchila, but it's not ma'akev. It doesn't hold back the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Rav Moshe has a lengthy tshuva. Rav Moshe quotes an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says if a person can't keep their feet together, they should at least do like a second opinion in the Yerushalmi and keep one leg in front of the other. And hold on one second. Rav Moshe, if you just turn the page, I bolded the end of the first paragraph from the second page. I thought it was just an interesting reason why Rav Moshe says not to do this. And I think there can be applications to this Rav Moshe in other areas. Well, we'll start with the underline. Rav Moshe says, Vimlo afshar, if a person can't keep his feet together, lo yihyeh shum tzorach lasas l'kohanim. A person would think that if they can't keep their feet together completely, there would be no purpose of trying to draw them close together because you're not doing like the angels. It's not regular Yeshara. He says, Eliot Stark, Lahasmukar, Glaim, Zelzak, Kemosha, Afshar. You should try to do it as much as you can closely together. And then he says, Vigam Yia Dover Tamua, Im Echad Yamid, Bishas Tfila, Ekev Raglo, Ha'achas, Bitsad Godlo, Shel Hashenis. Says Ramosha, a person is going to do like the angels and one in front of the other, it's going to look really strange. So what? Now people could take this next line of Ramosha and probably walk over to around 20 people in shul, in every shul in America. Ve'ein lasos davar tamua b'shas tefila b'beis hakneses. A person shouldn't do something that's very abnormal, weird. I get weird and abnormal are all relative, right? What I think is normal, you think is weird, and what you think is weird, I think is normal. But says Rav Moshe, to do something that's so abnormal, that's so strange and shul, a person should not do that. And Rav Moshe goes on to say that even when a person has their feet together, it doesn't really look like one leg. It's symbolic of trying to, as much as we can, resemble the angels. So if a person can't keep his leg, mom is right next to each other, should try as much as he could to keep them together.
I would think if you put one leg in front of the other, you'd have some balancing issues. It would take away from the Kabbalah Shemot Esrei.
Yeah.
So it would defeat the purpose.
It would defeat the purpose. And that leads to the next source, the Piskei Tshuvos, which is a contemporary work. He says if a person is old, if a person is weak, if a person has problems in his legs, and it's going to be difficult for him to stand that way, it's going to distract from his Kabbalah. So a person should not daven that way. Because this halacha of trying to resemble and model the angels shouldn't override the idea of having proper kamana and davening. It could be without proper kamana and davening. That's not even davening.
There's so usually on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, L'chasen, Malmasef, you know, when they bow for Aleinu, so what I usually see is L'chasen jumps back, like he has people helping him, and he kind of like keeps his feet together, hops back so he has enough room, you know, so he can bow and then...
Oh, because he's got to get down and get back up with his feet together.
Right, and so my question is, why do they go through that, obviously, lack of comfort and lack of practicality, and they need help from Gabayim or whatever to do it, instead of just temporarily hold up the other opinion and the Yerushalmi and do the one, you know, pivot, essentially.
Interesting. If there's this other opinion, I mean, now it's not quoted Lahalacha and Shulchan Aruch, but if there, and our Shulchan says we can rely on it, right? So you're saying if there's that opinion that you could have one foot in front of the other, that would help the Balei Tefila and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when they're doing Aleinu, Anachnu Korim. Interesting. Now, I never saw that halacha. I have never done it for the Yomud, but I know this is a thing. That, whose job is this? Gedalia's job?
And Bumi.
Gedalia and Bumi. Right. They wouldn't have it. They would have nothing, you know. It's their thing. You're trying to take away their mitzvah. You know what? I'll poke around. Maybe I'll call Chazen Henkin tonight and ask. I know he was very busy with this, trying to figure out. It's not easy. Try to like get down on the floor, bend down, and get back up with your feet together. Yeah. It's not. You're saying there's this other opinion you're showing me. Maybe we could rely on that. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm Yom Kippur. We're supposed to be 100% angels. So maybe.
A very good point. Yom Kippur, we are angels. We don't eat like the angels. We're kittel like the angels.
We do that
for
like the Kohanim.
Yeah, we do that for like the Kohanim.
Coming from the
And we're talking about what the Kohanim did.
We have Machlokas Kohen and Baal Tefila over here.
Rav Moshe wins out.
Rav Moshe, it's a Dabar Tamua. Right. It would look strange. And the problem, no. No one's usually looking. They're looking at the Chazan's face, and they're looking at their watch. They're not, you know.
Is there also something about shoplifting during Shemoneh Esrei? It's probably very hard to do with feet or each other.
You could probably shuckle side by side. You not. It's going to be very hard. If your feet are one in front of the other and you're shuckling, you can fall down on your face. Those people will shuckle sideways. I don't know. Now, there are two other explanations which I thought were fascinating as to why we keep our feet together. The classic pshat is raglam regal yashara. I mean, that's really what the Gemara says. But there are two other explanations. The Beis Yosef quotes in Source 11, Rabbeinu HaGadol Mahari Abuav Kasav Tam Acher. A totally different reason. Shehu Remez, it's a hint. Shenistalik mimenu hatnua livroach. We can't run away. When our feet are together, you're not in position to start running. You could hop, right? But you're not in position to run away. V'lo lahasig shum chifetz mi'bal adei Hashem. It's symbolic to show ourselves that we have nothing else to do. We have nowhere to go. We have nowhere to run. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. My feet are together. I'm not in position to move. I want a beer. I thought that was very, very powerful because most of us, I shouldn't say that, I'll speak for myself, by the time Shemona Esrei comes, we're already thinking, am I going to take my tefillin off after Kedusha or am I going to wait till Esrei? It even got to the point where it's become almost part of davening. Right? I was recently away and it was a Sunday morning and I know no one was going anywhere. And already, everyone's taking their tefillin off. I'm like, where's everyone going? There's nowhere to go. It's become part of the thing. It's like, there's tachanun, you put your head on your hand, and there's Asher Lotzin, you take your tefillin off. We're standing with our feet together. We can't go anywhere. There's nothing else to do. I want to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, a great shot. The Elia Rabbah, he quotes this shot in the middle of the piece, and he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says the same thing. I'll start in the middle. He quotes on this Mahari Abuav in line 3. If you take a look at line 5 in source 12, he quotes V'das Rabbeinu Bechaya, Parshas Korach, Maskim Lazeh. He agrees with this explanation. Shekos Laharoski the Raglov Kivulim. Mrs. Liebach, do we know what Kivulim? It's like chained up or you can't do anything. It's chained up. It's locked up. You can't move. Ein cheftzo toli ba'atzmo. We can't do what we want to do. Ve'ein biyado lahaptik ritzono. We can't do anything. Emen HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim ayado. We can't move. I can't do anything without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same idea. It's a little bit of a nuance. I'm here. I'm not moving. I can't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm totally dependent and reliant on you. The other pshat he says in the first line, he says, when a person is keeping his feet together, he's not standing with strength. It's a sign of humility. I'm not as strong. I'm standing here weakly. I'm standing here without a lot of strength, and I'm coming to you almost like when a person is very scared, when a person is very nervous, his knees are shaking, right? He almost has to sit down sometimes because he can't stand with strength. So our feet are together. We're approaching a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of Ema. So it's interesting. All three explanations are to get us in a frame of mind for davening. The first idea is we're like angels. We're talking to the Shekhinah. We're mamish like an angel. The second explanation is that we don't want to go anywhere. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything without God. I'm not running away. I'm not going to do anything. Right now, it's just me and God. And this third idea is that Ema and Hachna'a, a sense of awe and humility. I saw, and I forgot to put in the sheet, the Eli Rabbah later on says something amazing. Raglayim Regal Yeshara. So Yeshara, if you rearrange the letters, is what word?
Shira.
Davening is our Shira, our song to Hashem. And Shira is the same gematria as? Probably a lot of things, but 515, which is tefillah. So he says, Yeshara is osios shira, the gematria tefillah. If it's whether, you know, I know there's some people who are somewhat skeptical or cynical about gematrias, but nonetheless, I think one can't deny that it's kind of interesting, kind of cool. Yeshara, osios shira, and gematria tefillah. Maybe that's another nuance. As we keep our feet together, it's to hint to the fact that davening is a shira. I want to mention two practical halacha things before I go. And it's good that we have... I said Mrs. Liebach. It's Dr. Liebach. I apologize.
I have no tools with me.
Okay. Thank God. No tools allowed. What about... Do women have to keep their feet together? So there's a compelling reason to say not. Why not? Because the comparison to angels, for some reason, based on the pasuk, are limited to men. I guess there were no female angels. So there are those who want to say, and it's based on a Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that we wear white, maybe a kittel. Why? To resemble the angels. The Magen Avraham says only men wear a kittel, not women, because men can be compared to angels and not women, because of a pasuk that says the ear gevarim ksiv. Some pasuk, I'm not sure where that is. That angel says ear gevarim. So therefore, one could argue that women do not need to keep their feet together. The Sefer Piskei Tshuva is up in source 13, so that's not true. He says the minog is that women are makpidos al kach. They are careful, and I think certainly pshat number 2 and pshat number 3, that it's about ema and achna, and we're not going anywhere, and we're reliant on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we can't do anything without Kadosh Baruch Hu, is equally applicable to women as well. And you have something? One of the Kruvim, is that true? That would be scandalous because, you know.
A baby boy and a baby girl cherub facing each other.
I'm not sure. I'll take a look. If you could say, I'm not sure. The two last things, and I thank Martin for pointing this out to me. There are other times we keep our feet together. One is Kedusha. So where does that come from? So the Levush in source 17, he says, "V'tov l'chav v'raglav gam b'sha sh'omer kedusha imat sibur." When there's kedusha, we should keep our feet together. Why? Sh'rei omer nikadesh k'shem shemakdishim oso b'shmei marom v'marom hariyamalachim makdishim oso b'raglav yishara. So if that's also, it's a continuation. We're trying to be like the angels, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So keep our feet together for Kedusha. And I think that's pretty much the accepted minug. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and I don't know pshat in this, v'gam yesha b'barchu nongen kain. I thought back, and after preparing this, I realized I do that. I never knew why. That's just something I do. I keep my feet together for barchu. He doesn't explain why. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because it's a davar shebekedusha. Right, you need 10 people for Barku, you need 10 people for Kedusha. I don't know. I think when you get an Aliyah, you keep your feet together. For an Aliyah, I've seen people do that. I mean, no, I haven't.
Oh,
I do that.
Right before Barku, you say Hamelech. Maybe Hamelech HaKadosh is like the...
For Barku, what do you mean?
Right, by Yishtabach.
Yeah.
You say Hamelech HaKadosh, and then...
Melech Kelchei Olamim.
No, you said
Melech,
but that's 3 paragraphs before.
Yeah, all right,
you're getting
ready.
No, but Baruch Hu for Marav, he said
Hurachum.
I think it's because of the Varsha Kedushin, that's why it's on the same Kaddish also. I think so. Anytime you're calling on people to be Mekaddish, Shem Shemaim, I think that's when.
Right, but what does that
have
to do with keeping your feet together? Meaning,
those
things that are more Kedusha filled. We're trying to also be like the... I don't know.
But the angels call upon each other to
angels are, right, they invite or mazim.
Right, so we're emulating that every time we call on people to be in
to do things, okay.
And in the brachas of Kriya Shema, we should be saying like this too.
Right, when we do Kedusha in brachas Kriya Shema, Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Shem Kibbutz, we don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I didn't see anyone who says you need to.
Some people, I think, sit down specifically for like a while. It's supposed to be more happy to sit down when they're.
But I don't think they have to keep their feet together.
No. But I'm saying that I think that's specifically to so that we're not emulating the angels when we
right
in those instances. But I don't remember the reason why. But I think there's a reason.
Right. So I'm not sure. I didn't see anyone who argued on this Aruch HaShulchan. I thought it was interesting. Arkady.
Not to bring down the.
Talk your brother if I'm I should be consistent. No. I hope you don't have your tools either. I'm not sure what should be worse, to be honest with you.
So, from just a very practical standpoint, if you think about when you stand at attention, you look at any army in the world, for instance, any part of the world, when you're at attention and there's a special significance. Everyone, you know, you have your feet together, you sort of stand straighter, stand up more. So just from a practical standpoint.
Saying it's like a formality. It's a seriousness.
It's more of a serious approach. It's a special time in the davening.
Very good. So that which is a davar shebekedusha, baruch hu, kedusha, maybe getting an aliyah, because you're saying baruch, I'm the same thing, you're saying baruch hu, maybe the, okay. Is that what you saw in Russia?
Yeah. Right. The last colonoscopy.
The last thing, and we'll close, is the Mishnah Berurah says if a person is davening sitting down, which does happen from time to time, you're on a bus, you're in a car, this man is hitting, person is not feeling well on a plane. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilim liyoshev ba'agala mikol makom yichavin raglav." Keep your feet together. Again, I don't think that's such a big chiddush because you're davening, you can't stand. But as much as you can keep the resemble the angels. Now, if you're ever driving and davening, that wouldn't work because then you wouldn't be able to hit the brake. So I don't recommend. I don't recommend. Right, but it depends how long your Shemoneh Esrei is. Sometimes you have to hit. You have to the brake. So that's keeping our feet together, and hopefully when we say Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's tonight, if we haven't davened tomorrow, to think these things, and then it can really help us get into a frame of mind where we're literally like the Malachim. I'm not saying we have to say goodbye to our family like Rav Kook. But there's also an element of humility, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here with you, God, and I need you to be able to walk. Everyone should have a good night, a good Shabbos, and I believe